Walking on water is easy at most British seaside resorts. Stretching elegantly out to sea, stepping across the waves, pleasure piers are the iconic structures of Britain's coast. And there's more to piers than merely promenading. Many have cafes, ice cream parlours and seafood stalls, entertainment halls and amusement arcades. Some are so long they even have railways running along their length. Piers began life in the 18th century as landing stages for boats. On a small island without proper roads or railways, this was a good way to travel. Ships from continental Europe were also able to dock in the deeper water at the end of the piers. Pleasure piers began to develop in the 19th century. The earliest examples were simple structures built out of wood. During the 1860s to 1880s, however, Victorian engineers and entrepreneurs built ornate cast iron structures with magnificent music halls and pavilions. The expansion of the railways brought holidaymakers flocking to the seaside. The main attractions were promenading, dancing, music and theatre. As more visitors arrived, piers became bigger, longer and more spectacular. At one time, during the late 19th century, there were almost 100 piers around the British coastline. Today, only half survive. The most successful pleasure piers have adapted to the changing leisure climate and now combine heritage and tradition with the demand for cabaret, music and nightclubs. During the day, they offer family fun, fishing, candy floss and leisure rides. By night, there is eating, drinking and dancing. Some piers even offer a touch of the wild. At Southend, for example, you can enjoy birdwatching over the Thames estuary. On a practical level, piers also create jobs in resorts where unemployment rates are often high. But there is another, more important reason that Britain's piers should be treasured, says Tim Mickleber of the National Piers Society.
I regard piers as being part of Britain's heritage and everyday seaside heritage. Seaside, maritime, is very much appropriate for Britain, being a country completely surrounded by sea. But on the other hand, piers are everybody's form of history. A lot of the emphasis you get with organisations like the National Trust, they do a very, very good job restoring stately homes, castles and the like, but they're not really structures that everybody has got memories of. They're very, very much geared to one particular group of people in society. I like to look at piers as being everybody's part of history.